Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I am with Barry Covert, who is representing Matthew Bojanowski, who is calling on Bishop Malone to step down. Barry, what has Matthew Bojanowski, your client, believed or discovered that is calling for him to call on Bishop Malone to step down?
Well, after speaking with him, he has numerous reasons that he thinks that Bishop Malone should step down. He was a seminarian at Christ the King Seminary for a little over 2 years, scheduled to begin his third year today. And due to sexual harassment that he was suffering from a priest that was his confessor prior to him beginning at the seminary, with the repercussions continuing well, he began the seminary, and this is Father Jeffrey Nowak, and he has reported the both the initial sexual harassment and then the ongoing retaliation, and he reported that in October of 2018, and he believes that the diocese has not taken any sufficient actions to clamp down on that. And he also expresses that, similar to the reasons that Stephen Parisi, a seminarian who resigned this past Friday, resigned, he also needed to step back from the seminary because the seminary has a culture and atmosphere of harassment on various levels of seminarians, and covering that up. And also in protest to how the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo has been handling priest abuse allegations, both respect to when the victims are minors and adults, as exhibited by what the information has come out over the last year, year and a half, and especially with the flood of lawsuits by sex abuse victims, that he decided that he morally and as a man of faith had to step back and resign from the seminary, and he is calling upon Bishop Malone to resign.
The sexual harassment, when did this happen, and when did your client report this?
It happened approximately 3 years ago was the beginning of it, and it was really an ongoing situation. Inappropriate touching, inappropriate pursuit, inappropriate communications, and inappropriate behavior that my client has identified by Father Jeffrey Nowak. And it was formally disclosed in a complaint in October of 2018. And then, to our knowledge, sufficient actions have not been taken against Father Nowak.
Now, in addition to the call for Bishop Malone to resign, what else is your client seeking?
An entire revamp of how the Catholic Diocese handles victim abuse cases in relation to how they're reported, how they're handled, that they should go right to law enforcement, not get investigated internally, that he's demanding transparency in relation to those types of claims and allegations, and that there be quicker compensation for the victims, whether they're adults or minors. It doesn't really matter. They're the victim of sexual abuse or sexual harassment, and those matters should be investigated fully by law enforcement. They should be resolved and compensated in a timely fashion.
Barry, is your client going to take legal action as far as suing the diocese?
He is pursuing all possible and reviewing all possible legal remedies.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.